It is time for the highly dependable and the always informative golf tip of the week. Jack Nicklaus style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Sun Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour. Jim, who said this? Don't answer yet.
Right.
Roxy, don't answer either. A difficult golf course eliminates a lot of players. The U.S. Open flag eliminates a lot of players. Some players just weren't meant to win the U.S. Open. Quite often, a lot of them know it.
Layup.
Okay. So this week's tip of the week is tuck it.
Tuck it.
With a T. Tuck it.
Tuck it with a T.
Yes, I want to make sure that's very clear. We don't want the FCC coming down on us or the ABC or anybody else.
Bring them on.
Yeah. All right, so I watch a lot of people try to chip a golf ball.
Yep.
And I have seen some of the worst chipping technique in my life watching some people. And I think, how can they even get near the golf ball? So I'm going to make this really simple for you. When you're chipping. Now, chipping is when you're right around the green, maybe 5-10 feet off max, away from the green. You're either in the collar or in the first cut of rough, maybe. I'm going to make this really simple for you. First of all, you've got to figure out which club you're going to use to chip with. You watch the tour players. They don't all use lob wedges, folks, so stop using your lob wedge. That's the first thing. The second thing is your technique. I want you to watch the way these tour players chip the golf ball and watch how tight their arms are to their body as they're making this chip shot. They're not using their hands. Their body moves ever so slightly because you want to have a little bit of motion in there to create some inertia going into the golf ball. But what I want you to do is I want you to take a golf glove, not a head cover, because that's too thick.
Right.
I want you to take a golf glove and put it underneath for a right-handed golfer. Put it underneath in your left armpit.
Okay.
And I want you to keep that right there in your left armpit through the entire swing. What you're going to find is it's going to keep your upper body connected better. I watch people's arms flailing all over the place and their hands flailing all over the place. Well, if you put this golf glove underneath in your armpit of your left arm for the righties, and you sit there and you make a stroke back and through, you're going to find your upper body is what's going to move that golf club, and it's going to create a much more solid technique to be able to get the club to go back and return through the golf ball more consistently. You don't have to use your hands. You don't have to do any of that. Just focus on keeping that golf glove tucked underneath in your armpit and making just a slight rotation with your shoulders. And the club will go back, and then when you rotate the shoulders back through, the club will come through. That's going to give you your optimal opportunity to be able to make better strokes at chipping around the greens. Pitching is not much different. The only difference in pitching is that you're going to swing the club a little bit longer, and that's really the biggest difference between chipping and putting is in a pitch shot, the club swings a little bit longer. So work on keeping that left arm tucked against your side, and the best way to do it is put that golf glove underneath your armpit. And what you do is you feel the sensation up there. You don't feel like your arm is against your rib cage. You feel it up in that area, so it does give you that area to be able to move the golf club. That, Jim, is your tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard, we got you.